Worship you, we adore you once again for the privilege that we have to be in your house, oh God. Indeed, there is no better place that we can be on the surface of this earth other than in an environment, an atmosphere like this. Thank you for everyone, Lord, business people, workers, school children. Thank you for travelers, oh God, your goodness and mercies upon our lives, oh God. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, oh God. If not for your mercy, Lord, we wonder where we would have been, Lord. But we thank you that it is still your mercy that still keeps us going, oh Father. We ask, Lord, at this hour, as David prayed, as the hand of the servant looks unto the hand of the master, oh God. And the hand of the maiden unto that of our mistress. Our eyes are upon you at this hour, Lord. Deliver us from all our trouble. Deliver us from all our reproaches, O God. Deliver us from all our shame, O God. Deliver us from all our fears. Deliver us, Father, from all of our worries. We are living an evil world, Father, Lord. You have a purpose why you have placed us here, and that purpose we must serve. In our pain, we are praying, Father, give us the grace to glorify you, Lord. Whatever, Lord, your children might be going through, Father, give us the grace to be happy, Lord. May we surrender our whole to you. Forgive all our shortcomings, Father, and our failure at this point, oh God. We are submitting ourselves, oh God. Teach us of yourself, O God. We have come to pray, Father. Help us to pray. Lord, and as we are taught in this place, when we are praying, we are not praying to any man. We are praying to you, Father. Put that consciousness in us, O God. Take away every worry, doubt, and unbelief. Give us faith is what we are praying at this hour. Lord, if there be anything that Satan will want to place as an hindrance between us and you, We are pleading your mercy, O God. Put him to shame, O God. Let your name be glorified, Father. Thank you, eternal God. Bless your people that might be on the way coming, O God, and they that are connected to this service this evening. Lord, the blessings that you have for each and every one of us may not elude anyone, O God. While you are blessing your people, do not pass us by. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. God bless you, and welcome to midweek service. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 1. If you don't mind, we'll take it like a Bible study or like a drama this evening, and trust God to bless us. 1 Samuel, chapter 1. If I read the first verse, then maybe we can have our seat. I want us to read through that chapter. Say, now there was a certain man of Ramath Zophim of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Joharah, the son of Eliu, the son of Tob, the son of Zob, and Ephratite, just like any man, any one of us. This man, he had two wives. The name of the one was Anna, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Anna had no children. You can please be seated while we continue with our reading. Please, I want you to give God, not me, give God your undivided attention for the little time that we have. The text tonight is Lessons from the Life of Anna and Peninnah. Verse 3. And this man, Elkanah, he went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife. I want you to watch that. And to all her sons and her daughters, what? Portions. Look at verse 5. But unto Anna, he did what? He gave a worthy portion. Why did he give Peninnah a portion? And why did he give Anna a worthy portion? There's a difference between those two. Like I was telling my family, we've started the preaching. The text is Lesson from Anna and Peninnah. We're reading the life of David. That's been our family altar study for this year we started. Be mindful of wicked people. There are wicked people in this world. And where God allow you to see certain things, I tell you, you will know that you need to pray more. Because when you see a wicked man, the solution is not magic. You will go and fight him. No, that's not the solution. We will see it in the life of this woman. You will see it in the life of Paul and many others. May God help us. Why would this man, in those days, as the prophet said, polygamy was allowed. He had two wives. Why did he decide to give to Peninnah just a portion? And to Anna, he gave a worthy portion. If you allow me to answer it, Anna had something that Peninnah did not have. That is just correct. Anna had something that this other woman did not have. No matter how you want to be, I don't know how English people put it. You want to give favor and you say, no, it's not possible. Man, we always love one woman more than the other. I tell you, it's a lie. The reason why a man will love one woman more than the other one, this one has something that this other one does not have. Or this one is giving him something that this one is not giving him. May God help us. It's to every one of us this evening. For he loved Anna But I want us to watch scripture. The Lord shut our womb. And that was for a purpose. Because why? In those days, there was no open vision. Are we Bible students? I've been also following this reading. You know, God help us. We'll come back to the other one. We're talking about Eli and, you know, his sons. In those days, there was no prophet. Let me put it that way. There was nothing like prophet. Just as it is in this our day. To find true prophet is very hard. And God said, I'm looking for a prophet. And which family am I going to pick this prophet for? You know, God knows the end from the beginning. He had planned everything. Anna Omo. Anna was just languishing in her pain. Oh God, why do you close my womb? Until the time for Samuel to come, Anna, you will not give birth. Let us continue with reading. Our adversary provoked her, Saul. Because of time, I would have put the drama. Our women. He said, oh, it's my child now. You know why he did be to punch child? You just want to send my child. Is he your errand boy? Or is he your errand girl? This woman had so many. Now, let's follow. He said, for to make her to do what? Fret, afraid, trouble, weary. Because why? The Lord shut her womb. Alone, Lo She, God intentionally shut the womb of Anna until Samuel, the time for Samuel to arrive. There's time for everything. I tell you, there is time for everything. If your time has not come, your time has not come. It's very painful, but that's the truth. You know, sometimes it's not easy. Minister, when we are preaching, sometimes I was telling my family, I said, sometimes we preach out of pain, but people will not know. But we just have to do it. May God help us. For Elkanah, he did so year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord, for she provoked her. Therefore, Anna did what? She wept and could tear virgin. You can see how the trouble was too much that this banana was given to Anna. Now, if she give Anna that kind of trouble, what kind of trouble will she give the man? Think of it. In your own way, just give yourself the answer. If she look at Anna, at least Anna does not have a child. You have enough. What else do you want? There are wicked people, I tell you. The little one that you have, oh, enough for you want see. You wear clothes today, new clothes. They want to have that clothes. But they have hundreds of clothes. Appreciate that little one. Say, bro, God bless you. Today, you even try. You wear better clothes. But now lie. Oh, if God give us that. If you read the book of Psalm, David says there are wicked people that all they are thinking is they want to bring you down from your excellency. They have more than enough. They have more than enough. And those people are in church. And we are praying all together. God, give us blessing. And sometimes God will always be laughing at us. May God have mercy. And sometimes we too that we are in that pain. Yeah. Because there is no way, no matter Anna cry, until the time for Samuel comes, she will never have him. Because why? God was looking for a woman that, if that thing pain her so much, she will say, okay, if you give me this son, I will give him back to you. You think it's easy? It was not easy that you give back to your child. You carry the child. Like pastor, in those days, the priest live in the temple. You just carry, like my own son now, he's old. When Anna finished winning Samuel, was when she brought him to the priest. He said, I give it to you, God. That is my promise. Forever, Bugwaye, Ibi Lomagbe. Tell me, that kind of man, won't he hear direct from God? When you see the prophet, you think he just come ordinary like that? It was true pain. It was not easy. Yeah. Sometimes God can unpick a family, and you just say, God, just favor this one. Brother, it's not like that every time. Those people might have been prayed. They might have God just favored them and say, okay, you, I'm going to give you. Brother, I'm saying the message, the spiritual, he said, was extra. Anna was asking for a son. But God said, I will give you a prophet son. He gave her extra. God was looking for that kind of woman. Say, in the whole of this land, who can I find that will, when it get to this point, will say, okay, I will give you. God wanted somewhere to be out of that house. Toba Drosile, he will not see vision. Yes, your environment matters sometimes. There is no way he will not see vision, because perhaps the mother would have said, hey, I've waited for you. Finally, God has given me. Samuel's eyes would have been blinded. But God said, no, I want the one. Out of her pain, she will surrender it. That's what God is looking for. May God help us. Now, then I cannot say, Anna, you refuse to eat because of your second wife. He's just laughing at you, and you know. He begged her, he said, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? Why is your heart grief? And I'm not I better to you than 10 sons? I think women will explain better. Next verse. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. Next verse. And she was what? In bitterness of soul. And she prayed unto the Lord, and did what? Wept so. That is the revenge. If there's anything like that, it's not you go back and fight that person. You say, me, I no get picking. All your picking, may they die in fire. Yeah, some people pray like that. Oh, Lord, but you judge it. Go call you trailer. No, you will not solve it. That your prayer will not make you have your own. If God is blessing your brother, better be happy for the person. Because your home will come. Let us speak lessons from these things. That woman, it see, may God help us. Children, whether it comes by 10 years, 5 years, we know it is God that gave children. There are some people, they don't have to wait. It's very easy, they just have it. There are some people, they have to wait for many years. God knows why he's doing it that way. All of these things, he knows. If you want to help yourself better, go and read the message. I know. Look at the life of Job. Why did God allow everything one day to happen like that to Job? Until Job was saying, I call my servant. Could the bone of similarity? This was Organa. Do you know what it is? You are a rich man. And you have people, you control them. You bring me a cup of glass of juice. He said, yes, Oga. He put it there. Could not go on bear until Oga finish. But when God started to deal with him, this was because God has confidence in his servants. God wanted to teach us something through the life of these characters, Job and the rest of them. That no matter what you are going through, don't revenge by cursing the fellow. God, let it die by fire. Read David. David did not pray that kind of prayer. Give me Psalm 41, sir. David did not pray that kind of prayer. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Okay? I think it's verse 4. Please give me verse 4, sir. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me and heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Now, this was David in trouble. My enemies did what? Speak evil of me. That. When shall David die? And his name, what? Perish. There are people like that. If I have seen for Joseph, anytime I see him, I'm angry. Satan will be definitely angry, because while I'm fighting this kingdom, every time, I don't want him to be happy. He must be angry. Next verse. And if he come to see me, he speaketh what? Vanity. Shalom, bro. God bless you. But in their hearts, they hate you. God punish you. Now, what did they say? His heart, do what? Gathereth iniquity to himself. When he went abroad, he began to tell, Chevy, bro, Joseph. Don't mind that, brother. May God have mercy. I hope somebody is learning tonight. Let us see Psalm 62. Because of this time. Psalm 62. Give me verse 2. Say, he only is my rock and my salvation is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? The way I'm just saying, sir, permit me, bro, Mike. I know you will not get offended. But you ain't change motto by. I need to go and check his source. But you, the way where they press that thing, go come out for that place. Now only him. Let me be the next one. There are people like that. They always want, permit me, I will use the language, normal. They want to be shining. They want, come on, you might be me, come on, here. They should not see the rest. It's only me, may they see. Wicked people. I tell you, be mindful of such people. You say, bro, Joseph, what are you? Are you trying to sow seed of discrepancy? Seed of, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you, open your hearts. Because we are not wrestling flesh and blood. Again, one thing you need to identify, that man is not the man, it's devil that is in the man that you are fighting. David, when he was going through this, who was the enemy? Saul! In case you don't know, that was the person that was after his life. May God help us. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a barren wall shall ye be, and as a totally fence. They only consort to do what? Cast him down. Along to the occurrence, okay. But they are old. They say, no, God, he's not supposed to be there. Anna, Lord, she no get charged, but I want her, make she see they cry. Make she they cry all the days of her life. You a wicked person. This woman is already Coloma. You have. What should you be doing? You should encourage her. Lock hands together with her and pray for her. Impossible. Come to church fast with her. But it is you that will say, ah. Like women will say, if God will give this sister Omokori, Imoboyo Levi taught you. I tell you, there are people that make that statement amongst us here. Yes. Top of there, we hear, ah, what is report, Bro Joseph? It's up to you. Whatever you want to think, the house of God is the house of correction. When God is speaking, does it spare anybody? If you are guilty, better repent. You that God give your own charge. You think it's easy? He will show the mercy of God to you. You could have died when you were laboring. But he saved you. You now have mouth. You can open because you breathe now. If that you were in the hospital, you cannot talk that way. It's a foolish talk. May God have mercy upon us. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but inward. I will deal with him tomorrow. I tell you, there are people like that. May God help us. Let's turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9. And let's look at Brother Paul. When God was changing his life, verse 17. Paul, after he had encountered God on Damascus, on his road to Damascus, he said, Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hand. Yeah, 17. Okay. Putting his hand upon him, he said, Brother Saul. But you know, before Saul got to that man, God, this man reminded God. He said, you know who this fellow is. He said, Ayakila, assassin you. God said, I choose him. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, he has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately, there fell off from his eyes as it had been scarce. Everybody have their place. Do you hear what I say? It was Ananias that prayed for Paul, this powerful Paul. And that thing come off for his eyes. Nobody can take his place. And he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Next verse. When he received meat, it was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. Now, let's watch. Straightway, he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. Is that put? Put all that had him, but all that had him were amazed. Are you there now? All that had him were amazed and said, is not this he that what? Destroy them which call on this name in Jerusalem? Sister Lagbaja Kolele. Igbawolo the prayer warrior. Is that not the fornicator brother? When did he change? You can be looking at the man with another review. But I tell you, God has done pass. Now, let us see the reaction of Paul to these people. Just like Anna. A Christian will not fight. It's not in them. I tell you, they will not fight. No matter how you rail, accusing words from them from now to the next, in fact, the whole of their life, I tell you, they will not fight. They will rather pray, God forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing. The same attitude that was in Christ when they were crucifying him, when they were railing words on him, that's the same attitude that every of his believing children will have. They will never retaliate evil. No, it's not in them. Now, he says, is not he that destroyed them which were, that called on this name in Jerusalem and came either for that intent, that he might bring them down? He said, who called low strategy in you? Mark that brother. He just won't enter as in a pastor. Now, like, after he began to preach, like, he will just jump, knife in pocket. I think there are people like that. He said, watch him very well. Give me next verse. But instead of Paul, he did as he didn't hear them. Instead of Paul to listen to what they were saying and say, he has silenced people in Jerusalem, kill them. Paul rather did what? He increased the more. A joyful meaning, interpretation in Yoruba, because that one will carry weight. Increase. What is the interpretation of increase in Yoruba, please? Opposi, abi otepa, he put more energy, right? Yeah, if there's anything we should do this year, put more, increase the more. Increase in good works. If people are doing evil, don't look at the evil. You do good. Papa said it will be as if you are pouring coal of fire upon their head. Yes, if you see your enemy, feed them, give them food, make it chop a level. Yes, so that they will see the goodness of God in your life. It's okay. At that time, Pastor said, you didn't know. When I was in need, I went to meet the brother. Only cool. That was how he did me. So you see, God has blessed me. You too. Cool. It's not good. May God help us. God perhaps my life for a test and for your growth. That was what he was doing for Hannah. Remember, Abraham said, all that he's trying to achieve is to achieve character. God has interest in his own children. That's what I want us to understand tonight, that there's a difference between God's children and Satan's children. God knows for sure, no matter how they are pressed, they will never disappoint him. He knows that for sure. Rather than for Paul to begin to say, worry, as Abraham used to say, he said, a brother come and tell me, Abraham, do you know what they are talking about you? Abraham said, I don't need to listen to that. Because if I listen to that, I'll be going down. He says, so don't tell me. As Pastor used to admonish us, don't give listening ear to a gossip. Because when you do, you mar your experience. I tell you whether you like it or not, you will go down. If you're a spiritual man, you will know. I tell you, you will know. Because when you want to pray, you know, say you don't hear something now. You have to prove all things. He's a very good preacher. He begins to be giving you scripture. Before you know, you are not in a very right state. You have to go and clean it before you can come. May God help us in Jesus' name. But Saul increased him more in strength and did what? He confounded the Jew. To their amazement, that's not what he did. He confounded them. We dwell in Damascus. Proving that this is what? The very Christ. Proverbs say, when a man meets God, he changes for the better. Does God answer prayer? You believe that? Does he answer very quick? Proverbs say, not all the time. But he answers prayer. You believe that? Anna. Let's come back. And Penina. Please, can somebody tell me the name of the children of that other woman? Ejo, anybody can help me with the name? Today I was searching. I tried to search. What is the name of the children of Penana? But can we see God? God is wonderful. Because of this time, let me get where God gave Anna Samuel. After all of her pain and all of her prayer, she came. Big big otito. Happy? This one is enough now. Proban said, God, sometimes he wants to make it double sure. He increased the pain. Well. Like I see, never do. Anna enter temple again.
Just mighty name we are praying. Of course, we cannot pray enough. The time will always be our problem. If we can do this constantly, if we can be a praying people and be a praying church more than ever before,